This is Cannibal Stew, and I'm Arb on WFMU, and we are drawing to a close of the hour, and as we've been doing for several weeks now, I like to offer the listeners a choice of how to close out the show, so I have two songs that you can pick from, and you can vote in the comment board. Would you like to hear Mr. Huchiku, or would you like to hear Phantom on the Hill? Those are your two choices. How will we end the hour today? With Phantom on the Hill or with Mr. Huchiku? Taking votes while I back announce that set. Silhouette Lur, Turkish artist with Lorke Lorke, we just heard. Ahead of that, Niko Fedenko. Alombra di una Cote. And Andrea Tosi with La Sorella di Cristina. Ahead of that, a rare contemporary song for the show, King Khan and Barbecue Show with Animal Party. We heard I Don't Need No Doctor from Nick Ashford. Tyrone Davis with Try Me. Before that, Come Home was from Clark Richard, and we started out the set there with Nat Wright doing Stay. I'm counting three for Huchiku. Franco says they both sound promising. They are. And got about 20 seconds left to get your votes in, but it's overwhelmingly for Huchiku right now. So I'm going to get that queued up in case we have an upset in the final second. Otherwise, thank you for tuning in. This is Cannibal Stew, here every Monday, 3 p.m. WFMU time. Cha-cha heals after this.
Well, I'm in the queue now at the station, and I'm wondering what to do. If you could see my situation, you know I'm Mr. Huchiku. Ain't got no money there, well, but the girls who got to dance, I'm gonna make it there by sundown. No, I'm the other side of France, I'm Huchiku.
Mr. Huchiku!
Well, but there's a man from Dresden now who seems to know my name. He's got a reputation now for dealing out the pain. Oh, gotta pick the money up, but I put it in the bag before he turns to me now, or before he does me bad. But I'm Huchiku.
Mr. Huchiku!
I'm Huchiku.
So long, the phantom of the dead.
Sure are forgettable.
It's a blessing and a curse. So tell me, Wanda, you are an expert at hitchhiking.
Sure am, creep. I only travel by thumb. I haven't stepped foot on a stinky bus since the day I dropped out of high school.
So, would you say you go places exclusively by hitchhiking?
If I were square, it would sound like that. But yeah, I get around. Why, already today, I've been to the supermarket, the zoo, and a horse barn on the outskirts of town. All by hitchhiking rides.
Wow, that's a whole lot of hitching.
Yeah, and it's not even dark yet.
So, Wanda, as an expert in hitchhiking, you probably got a lot of great tips to share. Say I want to hitchhike a ride today. What can I do to make sure somebody picks me up?
Well, sure, creep. I can tell you. If you give me $10.
I already told you I'd pay you $50.
Oh, was that you? I thought it was some other old turkey. Talk about forgettable. Ugh, I even forgot that you were forgettable. Whoa.
I'm surprised I remember me.
Yeah, anyhow, there are a lot of ways to get a person to pull over. The first thing you gotta do is stick out your thumb. Make sure your thumb is pointing in the general direction of the way you wanna go. And that's the basics. Go ahead, creep, stick your thumb out and see if any fish are biting.
Basic hitching. Well, I'm doing it. Got my thumb stuck out and nobody's pulling over.
That's because nobody has ever gotten anywhere just being a basic bitch. You gotta add a couple of other things to the routine. Stick your thumb out, but give it a little something else, like hitchhike a leg.
What is a hitchhike leg?
Well, there's actually two parts to hitchhiking. There's the thumb, aka the hitch, and then there's the hike.
The hike? The hike?
Yep, the hike, as in your skirt. Or if you don't have a skirt, just show off your legs somehow. I always wear a high slit skirt and cha-cha heels. Then I unbutton my skirt to here, stand with my bust out and one leg up like this. Then I wiggle slowly from side to side. I just raise my little thumb and then look what happens.
Hey, baby, wanna ride?
Buzz off, creep, before I cut your balls off with my switchblade.
Yikes!
Wow, it worked.
No shit it worked, creep. I know how to get anything I want. I'm also a psychic. I predict you're gonna have a bad day.
You can't remember who I am, yet you know how my day will be.
Look, creep, I don't usually teach lonely old men how to hitchhike. I don't know how to process this, really. So you can just finish the lesson?
Sure. Are there any more things I could do? Any more tips?
Well, I will teach you one more thing. It's an effective alternative hitchhiking signal. Okay, instead of just sticking out your thumb, try this. Make a fist with your thumb pointed towards your mouth. Move your fist towards and away from your mouth rhythmically about 6 inches. Back and forth, back and forth. Uh-huh. Now, make an O shape with your lips and press your tongue into your cheek. Uh-huh. Opposite of the fist you are using. Make sure you are pressing your tongue into your cheek in sync with the fist you are moving in and out.
Like this?
Yeah, just like that. Wow, creep. With a technique like that, I think you might actually get a ride.
Wanda, do you really think so?
Hey, there's lots of freaks in this world. Somebody would probably get off on a forgettable suckhose like you.
I am gonna take that as a compliment.
Well, it wasn't. Hey man, I gotta go. I have a date in 5 seconds.
With who?
This guy.
Wow. Pal, I wish I could describe to the listeners how Wanda just stopped traffic with a very advanced hitchhiking gesture. She is very good at her job. I mean, if hitchhiking was a sport, that was like watching a backwards high dive in the Summer Olympics. I, for one, can't wait to try out what I've learned from her on Cha-Cha Heels. Me up. In fact, I think I'm making most people speed up. One person even tried to run me over. Maybe I should try something different.
Just show off your legs somehow. I always wear a high slit skirt and cha-cha heels.
I do have a pair of cha-cha heels in my backpack.
Just show off your legs somehow.
Okay, listeners, I'm rolling up my trousers to above my knees and slipping on these pink stiletto cha-cha heels. I found these heels in the dumpster outside of the Whole Foods. I can't believe they fit. Rolled up trousers and cha-cha heels. This could be a new trend. I feel sort of hot. Wearing heels in bright daylight. I usually do this in the closet at home. But hey, whatever will get me a ride, right? And it feels sort of liberating to be in cha-cha heels in public. Hitchhiking in high heels. So far, my pet turtle, Myrtle, is the only soul that has seen me in my cha-cha heels. And, Myrtle isn't jealous, because I made a miniature pair of cha-cha heels for them to wear, too. And Myrtle and I, we have a special dance we do alone, at home, together, wearing our secret cha-cha heels. And it goes a little like this.
From coast to coast, they've been doing the monkey, the fish, the twist, and the switcheroo. All you cats are tired of moving. I've got something new for you. When the band starts playing, come out real slow. Move like a turtle to the center of the floor. Take it easy and have a ball and just stand there. That's all. That's the way you do the turtle. Come on, Myrtle, that's turtle. Careful, honey, take it slow. That's cool, mommy. Boogity had a friend named Shu, and Boogity liked to dance to a rock and roll group. Now Shu told Boogity, if you want to stay alive, you better forget all this rock and roll jive. He told his friend he'd better play it cool, but Boogity was a stubborn old rock and roll mule. The best I remember, I believe it's a fact, poor Boogity had a heart attack. He never learned to do the turtle. There ain't nothing to the turtle. Move an eyebrow, shake a hand. Just listen to the band. Now if the band starts rocking, just you pay no mind. You get excited, friend, you're gonna find. You start in twisting your sacroiliac. And then, friend, you put your back out of whack. That won't happen with the turtle. There ain't nothing to the turtle. Come on, Myrtle, that's turtle. Oh, man, again, again.
We'll be right back.
and I have to say, it worked. I stuck out my thumb, I kicked up my heels, and somebody picked me up. I'm here in a Studebaker that belongs to a, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Babs.
Oh no, it's a Babs. Are you a Babs I know?
You don't know me, but I know you. I saw you on the side of the road and I said to myself, isn't that the guy who pooped in the punch at that wedding last week?
I didn't poop in any punch.
Everybody blamed it on the baby, but I saw you. When no one was looking, you pooped in the punch bowl.
That wasn't me.
Don't deny it, party pooper. Anyhow, I saw you on the side of the road and thought I should pick him up. You seem not boring.
So you swear we don't know each other, other than the punch bowl?
Admit you did it, and I will tell you the truth.
Okay, fine. I pooped in the punch bowl. I didn't. Now tell me the truth.
Say I'm a party pooper.
I'm a party pooper.
Now say I like to eat my own poop.
What?
Just say it.
I like to eat my own poop.
Hilarious.
Aren't you going to tell me something now?
Oh, yeah. Well, the truth is, I saw you at the wedding, and it's the first time I've ever seen you before in my life, I swear. But ever since I saw your little aggressive act, the one with the punch bowl, I mean bowl, I have to admit, I got a little obsessed with you, so I've been stalking you and spying on you ever since. In other words, I don't know you, but I love you, and I know where you live.
Well, listeners, this is the kind of exciting thing that can only happen while hitchhiking.
Who are you talking to?
To the listeners on the radio.
Oh, okay, sure. The listeners on the radio, are they the ones that tell you to poop in the punch bowl?
I can't hear them. They can only hear me.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't matter. Here, try some of this.
What is it?
It's a syringe full of liquid eyeliner. Try it. It will make you feel beautiful on the inside. Come on, shoot it up, pal.
I don't know if I want to feel beautiful.
Come on, you're wearing rolled up trousers and cha-cha heels in broad daylight. You definitely want to feel beautiful on the inside. Here, give me your arm. Find that main vein.
Oh, ouch. That stings worse than the polio vaccine. Reminder to all you listeners, make sure and get your polio vaccine. It's your duty, and it's the right thing to do.
Stop talking to nobody, pal. Anyhow, you should start feeling it now. Liquid eyeliner pulsing through your veins.
I feel pretty.
Yeah, first the delusion and then the daze. And while you're dazed, we are gonna get married. I knew when I saw you we were gonna get hitched.
Do you take this woman for your lawful wedded wife? For your lawful wedded husband? Mm-hmm. Do you promise that you'll love, honor, and obey? Do you promise?
I feel pretty. I feel.
I now pronounce you
pretty. I feel pretty. 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 I don't want to get married.
Oh, that doesn't matter to me, pal.
Who is gonna marry us?
Well, for one thing, it already happened. We got married already.
What? No.
Don't you remember? We stopped off at the ashram and the old beatnik married us.
No.
Well, silly, you just don't remember it because you're all hopped up on that eyeliner. Can't get enough of this stuff, can
you? You gave it to me.
I gave it to you because you were mad for it. You practically foam at the mouth when you can't have it. I gave you the fix. You muddled down the aisle and right into holy matrimony.
Let me out of this car. I want a divorce.
I will swerve into oncoming traffic and kill us both, because if one of us leaves this marriage, both of us leave this marriage.
It's just like you to want to kill us both.
Calm down, dear husband. I wouldn't really kill us both. The world needs me. Besides, I've got a secret weapon that will make you do whatever I ask you to.
You've kidnapped my pet turtle.
What? No, I didn't kidnap your stupid cha-cha turtle. Nice little dance you do together, by the way.
Thanks. So, if you didn't steal my turtle, what's your secret weapon?
My secret weapon? Why, it's my chest. These breasts I have so perfectly arranged in my low-cut crochet halter top are actually certified deadly weapons. I can kill and have killed with my tits, and I'm not afraid to do it again.
You are a double D agent. How many have you killed?
Oh, I've lost count how many. Besides, I won't kill you, baby. I love you. But I'm not afraid to hurt you a little, 'cause love hurts. So do what I tell you, or Babs will have to give you a little love hug.
Well, what do you want from me?
Well, hubby of mine, I need your complicity. I need a sidekick. Someone who will stick beside me in sickness and in filth. Someone who will honor and obey me. So that's why I chose you. You hitchhiked, and then we got hitched, and now we are bonded forever.
I think we still have time to annul.
Don't make me slash you with my nipples. Hard enough to cut glass.
Okay. So, I honor and obey you, Babs. Now, where are you taking me?
Honey, have you ever been on a crime spree?
Well, honestly, Babs, it's been a while.
Well, buckle up, Butch. You're about to enter Babs Land.
You're my baby with a pretty eye, with a pretty face and a pretty size. And you're so nice, and you're so sweet, and you're sweeping me right over my feet. It's you I care for, it's you I adore. I can't see for weeks, or even think. You've got me tossing at night. I just wanna hold you tight. You could be short, and you could be tall. It really wouldn't matter at all. You look good to me from your head to toe. And each day I love you more and more. And every time I see you, I wish I could. I'd take you and keep you and love you good. And put my loving arms around you, hey, so you could be beside me. To lead me and guide me, to lead me and guide me. Whoa!
my baby.
You got to be my rock,
my baby.
Whoa, my soul,
my baby.
Say, oh, daddy, daddy, daddy,
my baby.
Won't you love me some more,
my baby.
You know a whole lot of woman,
my baby.
You know a whole lot of woman,
my baby.
Hey, I said every time I see you, I wish I could. I'd take you and keep you and love you good, and put my loving arms around you, hey, so you could be beside me, to lead me and guide me, to lead me and guide me. Whoa, yeah! Whoa, little girl, for telling you truth, I can't do without you, my babe.
Got to kiss me in the morning, late at night. Say, oh, daddy, 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 won't you hold me tight? You's a whole lot of woman. You's a whole lot of woman. You's a whole lot of woman. Hey, hey. I say, oh, baby, baby, oh, baby, 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 oh, baby, 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 oh, baby, 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 oh, baby, baby, baby.
Honey, are you talking to your radio fairies again? I told you that we can't get any more liquid eyeliner until we rob that pharmacy.
Will Cornhole escape the grasp of another Babs?
Oh, fine. I will just drown you out with the real radio then.
Well, that's about all the time we have for Cha-Cha Heels today. I'm your host, Cornhole Collins, and until next week, keep your thumbs out and your skirts slit high and your Cha-Cha Heels pink to match your turtles. See you next week on Cha-Cha Heels.
Crazy clothes from him. Why Levi's and his tennis shoes and his in sunlight or twilight. The sound of sunshine can only come from the home of the bar bar bars and the la la las. In plain English, that translates to, come to the sunshine.